Greetings of grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, Merry Christmas. Can you imagine it's here again? This is actually my 10th Christmas being at Zion, and it's kind of amazing when you think about it. This is a light crowd, but I'm proud of each and every one of you, because I really didn't want to come out tonight. So it's nice that you guys all came here and supported us and encouraged us. And I'm just really blessed by each and every one of you being here. And I pray that you all make it home safely and don't get stuck. And also that you have a beautiful Christmas day tomorrow. But we will have service here tomorrow at 10:30, if anybody's up for it then. With that being said, our sermon text for this Christmas Eve is going to be taken from Hebrews chapter 13. And we're going to read verse 8. And Scott already gave you a spoiler alert because he already mentioned it, which is awesome. Scott is our intern, if any of you don't know. He's been here for about 3 or 4 months. And he's been a very big blessing to the congregation. Him and his family, Isla, is his wife. And they have 7 children, 6 boys and 1 girl. So a very active family, no doubt about it, but we are blessed to have them here. So our sermon text, as I've said, is Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, reading in Jesus' name. Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen. I was really blown away by some of the memories that were shared. And it was just something that really struck me, how blessed we truly are. Sometimes Jesse, I don't need to look out in the audience to figure this out, sometimes Jesse forgets how blessed he is, that God has taken care of us. And sometimes it takes coming to a Christmas service to really understand that and to get to know that. You know, to hear even of Samantha talk about getting something that was so important to her, that's encouraging. And that is the love of parents trying to give their children what they desire, right? And then Norma, I mean, yes, you actually blew me away. So thanks be to God for that. You shared, you encouraged, and you really spoke about how God so provides. And we know that your family had seen some difficult times. I don't want to be negative on this, but we do see difficult times. But yet, you see the positive in them. And that is so awesome. And Rudy, yeah, I remember the Blizzard 78 too. In fact, that kind of ties in a little bit of one of the memories I have. And so, basically, you know, as you can tell, the theme is definitely about memories. And maybe we'll drop this. Maybe it's too corny for you. I don't know. But it really stops and makes you think. I have so many memories of Christmas, and I'm sure all of us really do. And, you know, I really just wanted to pay respect to what God has done in our lives and how he's been so consistent. Because we live in an ever-changing world. We live in an interesting world where so many times we actually kind of find ourselves saying, what is going on? But brothers and sisters in Christ, God is consistent. When we think about even what Hebrews shares with us, that he is unchanging. Everything else in our life seems to just morph. It seems to change. When we think we have something figured out, it can kind of just liquefy on us, and it can really take on a whole new appearance. You know, I also have a great understanding that not all Christmases are full of just joy. In fact, we spoke with Connie, and I don't mean to keep bringing her up, but that's one of the most sensitive ones to us in the last year, and she's downstate. In fact, maybe she's listening because we told her to listen online because they're snowed in too, downstate. She said she can't even get out of the driveway. But she sent us a card, as I'm sure she sent many of you, just saying it's a different Christmas. It's different. It's not bad. It's blessed. We're still blessed. But there are trials, there are difficulties, there are these things that go on. You know, I've been on earth for 52 years. It's not very long to some of you, but to some of you others, that's like I'm ancient. And I've seen a lot of changes through 52 years. And I think even in those years, our maturity comes even stronger to the thankfulness of God, of what he really can do for us. And you know, material things are awesome. But the older I get, maybe it's the same for you, it's not so much the material things. It's about the relationships, the love that's shared, the encouragement, the gifts of God that has been given to us, the gifts of interpretation, the gifts of preaching, the gifts of comfort and peace during difficult times. That's really what Christmas brings about, where this Christ child is given for the world. He's given for each and every one of us. I find there's a lot of emotional ties with Christmas. I think we all kind of have those emotional ties. In fact, I'll be honest with you, this service here is growing on me to become an emotional tie. And I say that because, you know, you're like, well, he said he's been here 10 years and now it's starting to grow on him. Christmas has not always been a very happy occasion for me. Christmas has always been an occasion of anxiety. And the only reason I bring this up, because I have a feeling I'm not alone. There's so many beautiful things to it, but there is also a lot of anxiety that can be bought up. In other words, people wondering if I did the right thing, if I got the right thing, or if I impressed this person, or maybe, you know, they'll reject me or not. I don't know. But that's not even all of it. Our house growing up, it was kind of a divided house. And there was a lot of anxiety when we would get close to the Christmas season because mom and dad would start arguing about whose house we're going to for Christmas. And it caused a lot of anxiety in the family. And so it's kind of interesting. What I'm saying in this is we need to be patient with one another. Because if someone is just giddy over Christmas and someone else isn't quite giddy, maybe there's a reason. Maybe they grew up in a little more different lifestyle. There are challenges, and some are bigger and some aren't. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, Rudy brought up 78. That's one of my favorite Christmas memories, is a little bit of struggle, a little bit of difficulty, but some joy that was found within it. My mom and dad were going through a very rough time. My dad was trucking. He was on the road trucker, and he decided to try that career. And if you remember, the economic status of America wasn't that great, and then the blizzard of 78 hit, and trucks were basically stopped, and money was extremely tight. And I remember we got up Christmas morning and we went downstairs in this house. We had lived in a 13-room house on 40 acres of land in New Ipswich, New Hampshire, and we were doing real well. When the economy turned, mom and dad had to sell that place. They bought a house with one string of electricity in it, no running water, no toilet. This is in 79. I was 9 years old. Kids in New Ipswich, New Hampshire didn't have outhouses, but we did. And I remember my mom getting up, and we went down to the Christmas tree, and there was a few gifts around there. And my mom handed them out, and she said, "We couldn't afford Christmas this year. There's no way we could afford it. But somebody gifted us so that we could have Christmas." And that really moved each and every one of us. And I remember exactly what I got for Christmas that year. I got a flat-nosed Peterbilt truck. It was black with a purple stripe. I remember it very plainly. That is a beautiful memory, that through difficulty, through struggle, others provided, others stepped in. You know, as Norma was even saying, that's the Master's hand. That really is. That is God operating in and through so many people. There are good memories, right? I don't even care if I take up too much time. One of the most blessed, wonderful memories is 1989, December 23rd. I sat in front of a Christmas tree and I asked the most beautiful woman in the world to marry me. And she said yes. Is this stirring anything in you? Do you find memories of Christmas? Do you find memories that God has provided for you? Do you see the consistency of God, your Heavenly Father? That we sometimes look out and we see the blowing snow, we see the blowing wind, we see the icy parking lots, and Jesse's hard heart gets crabby over it. But we're still here. We're still celebrating. And we're celebrating the greatest gift that was ever given to humankind. God blesses us. It's amazing. And another Christmas thing is 2009, December 9th, I was diagnosed with cancer. And you think, what good can come out of that? God blessed my wife and I through so much of that. And one of the things that I think is amazing, there was a member of this congregation. I wasn't even a pastor here. Wasn't even thought of yet. Jerry was still here. called me up and said, I want to take you to breakfast. Him and his wife met me at the feed mill. I was just like my mom and dad. I was broke. I was a small pastor of a small congregation in Alston, and I had cancer. We were going through all kinds of stuff that was going on in our life. And this person handed me a Christmas card. And there was $500 in that Christmas card. And the person said, this is not for bills. This is for your children's Christmas, so you don't have to think about it. God is consistent. See, that's what Paul is trying to convince or trying to encourage the Hebrews in. That God is consistent and he is unchanging. It doesn't matter what's going on out there. It doesn't matter what we may think with our own emotions and everything else. God is consistent and he is going to be there. And he will take care of us. He was so consistent that he prophesied that his son would come into this world. We see it all throughout the Old Testament written. And then when it takes place, he's so consistent, he sends angels in reality to share it with shepherds, commoners. Because he wants us to have that victory, to have that joy in our lives. God is consistent. God is so consistent that even when Joseph finds out exactly what way his wife was, wife-to-be was, and he was going to put her away privately, an angel of the Lord spoke to him and encouraged him. God is consistent. But the question that we have to ask for ourselves is, do we have ears to hear this? Do we know and do we trust in his consistency and in his love and his unchanging ways, how he so desires for each and every one of us to have life and to have it abundantly? That is our God. I can tend to be negative. I have a friend in this audience that's pretty positive. And you know what? I look outside and I think it's kind of miserable. I send him a text and he says, oh, it's not bad at all. And you know what? He's right. It's not bad at all. That snow is beautiful. Oh, it can be irritating, right? But it is beautiful. And it makes everything so white and pristine. It really brings out the quietness that we often desire. That is God's blessing even for us. To understand that all things become new. All things are fresh in him. We have these memories. And these memories are not just for, like, making us sad. Ephesians talks about it, that really these things work hope and experience in us. This experience that we have in our lives gives us hope. We've made it through many Christmases. I've made it through 52. Some others have made it through 91, and I have some grandchildren that are climbing up on number 3. But God is consistent. When the Hebrews were struggling, and they were wondering, what is going on? Paul really seeks for them to look to Jesus the Christ, who is the same today, yesterday, and forever. This is our God. Do you see his provision? Do you see his consistency? Do you have ears to hear it? So many times I look out and I think to myself, why are we chasing everything else? Why are we chasing all what we call diamonds when we have been given the purest gift that ever could be given? And this gift brings peace. Often the things Jesse chases, they don't bring peace. They bring that word I used earlier, anxiety, stress. Am I doing enough? Am I working hard enough? If am I figuring everything out the way it should be? See, the reason I wanted this type of service is because it's real. The memories that we heard tonight, the word that we hear is extremely real. Our God is active, and he is working in our lives. He was active when Christ entered into this world and he sent out the angels. He was active when in reality the angel had to speak to Mary and say that you will have this child. He was active when he spoke to Joseph. But they had ears to hear it. They listened. What am I listening to? Me? I have a tendency to listen to my flesh and my own mind and my own reason. And I look outside and I say, oh, what a disaster. No. God is good. God is gracious. And he has given us the most beautiful gift that we could ever, ever imagine. The redemption of our souls through the finished work of Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters in Christ, this is not just a night to remember a babe laying in a manger. This is the night to recognize that our sin debt is paid by the man on the cross. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus, and he is consistent. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. May we celebrate this. May we speak about it with joy. And may we enter into this new year with a great optimism that if God has allowed a 9-year-old boy to get a flat-nosed Peterbilt truck in 1979, and he's still able to stand here in a pulpit today and preach to you about the goodness and the consistency of God, what will he do for you? I'll rephrase it. What hasn't he done for you? Be thankful. Be thankful for the gift of Christ Jesus, who has made you free and has given you life. For Jesus' name's sake. Amen. Let's unite our hearts in a word of prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, you're amazing. Oftentimes humanity is so busy doing what it wants to do, doing what it thinks it must do, that we often, Father, forget to thank you, to slow down, to enjoy the moment, and to see your consistency in our lives. See your consistency throughout the generations. Right from the very moment you said, let there be light. Father, there is still light in this world. It is because you spoke it. There is hope in this world because you give it. And there is redemption in this world because you have paid the bill. So on this Christmas Eve, we ask that each and every one of us gathered here, and those that can't be here for any reason, that Father, they would feel this consistency too. That we would always remember your truth, your integrity, but above and beyond all else, your love. We thank you for all things, but most of all, Father, we thank you for the gift of life that is found in Christ Jesus and him alone. Now the Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift his countenance upon us and give us everlasting peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.